Random House Audio presents Robert B. Parker's Fool Me Twice, a Jesse Stone novel by Michael Brandman, read for you by James Naughton. Chapter 1. Jesse Stone's cruiser pulled up to the stop sign on Paradise Road, preparing to make a right turn onto Country Club Way. A warm fall breeze blew gently through the cruiser's open windows. The red and yellow leaves of the elms and maples fluttered haphazardly in the wind. Jesse raised his face to the early morning sun. He noticed the car on his left, a late-model Audi A5 coupe, come to a complete stop beside him. When the driver looked in his direction, Jesse nodded to him. The Audi pulled away and proceeded through the intersection. A Mercedes sedan barreled through the stop sign and broadsided the Audi. The Mercedes was doing at least 50 in a 25-mile-per-hour zone. The Audi collapsed into itself. The impact punched it off the road and into a ditch, where it bounced precariously a couple of times before sliding to an upright stop. The alarm systems on both cars began to shriek. Front and side airbags deployed in a vicious rush of compressed air, pinning both drivers to their seats. The Mercedes was driven by a young female. Jesse had seen her looking down as she ran the stop sign. She must have been texting. He grabbed his cell phone and called the station. Molly Crane answered. "I've got a bad one at the corner of Paradise and Country Club. Send the entire sideshow, ambulance, CSI unit, hazmat team. Also suitcase."
"I'm on it, Jesse."
"Oh, and call Carter Hansen, will you? Tell him I'll be late." Jesse switched on the flashing light bar on top of his cruiser and inched closer to the accident. He stopped in front of the Audi, got out, and walked over to it. The driver had been immobilized by the deployed airbags. He was sandwiched tightly between his seat and the bag. He was middle-aged.